Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. You're listening to Todd and Todd in Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day three of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. And Todd, you know, when we got the agenda, when we got the schedule for WEFTEC 2013, this was the interview that I thought would be the most intriguing. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. It's one of my favorite cities that we're going to be talking about. In fact, I'm going to be visiting there for my next birthday trip that's coming up pretty soon.
Outstanding. Well, it's going to be a great trip. I love this city. Say hello to Karen Kubik, who is the Wastewater Capital Program Director with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you very much, Todd.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Karen. Before we get into it, take a quick sec and tell the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I'm a professional engineer. I've worked with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission for almost 30 years, managing large-size capital projects, water projects, power projects, and now I have the honor of overseeing our $6.9 billion sewer system improvement program.
That's a lot of responsibility. Give us a quick rundown on the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. Tell us a little bit about it and how you serve your market.
Great. Well, our agency is in San Francisco. We have a water arm where we bring in water that actually comes from Yosemite National Park and conveys by gravity across the Yosemite Valley all the way to San Francisco. We also have municipal power. We provide power for buses, for the airport, for all of the city services. But the flagship portion of the agency, of course, is the wastewater enterprise. And that's where I work. We're a combined system. We service San Francisco. We have about 800,000 people that live within the city. And really, our utility is just within San Francisco.
Now, you just mentioned it's a combined system. That's not typical for California, I don't believe. Is it? Is it? And what are the repercussions in all that?
We are one of two agencies in the state of California. Sacramento has a partial combined system, but we feel it's a huge advantage because we collect and treat all water, stormwater, as well as sanitary flows. San Francisco took advantage of very cheap money, federal grants, in the 1970s after the Clean Water Act was approved, and we built out a large-sized treatment system, new treatment plants, as well as over 200 million gallons worth of storage so that we can capture stormwater during an event, hold it, and then be able to convey flows to our treatment plants. So we feel we have a very advanced system. San Francisco, as you know, is bordered on the west by the Pacific Ocean and the north and the east by the San Francisco Bay. So it is a very sensitive area. So it's critical that we capture those flows, treat, and then be able to discharge. Stormwater can overwhelm the system, but we do a pretty good job of capturing and conveying and treating.
You know, I'm going to go off script. This is a question that's been intriguing me since I first learned that we were going to have the pleasure of talking with you, is that San Francisco is a unique geography, has a unique topography. I assume that affords some pretty interesting challenges. Talk about that a little bit.
It is extremely challenging. San Francisco is divided by a natural ridgeline that runs really from south to north. We're about 49 square miles. So how we're approaching our project, our program, is to look at things from an urban watershed standpoint. And we break the city down into eight different distinct urban watersheds. We study the collection system. We look at streets. We look at soil. We determine the best way to plan out our system using both green infrastructure as well as gray infrastructure. But it's incredibly challenging because there are historic creeks. There's areas that want to be wet. And as we see storms changing, higher intensity, a shorter duration, we're experiencing localized flooding and challenges that we didn't used to have.
You just mentioned green initiatives, and that always grabs my attention. What kind of things can cities be doing, large ones like San Francisco and smaller cities, to take steps toward becoming more green?
Well, what we're doing is trying to be very methodical. We're looking at building eight major large-size green infrastructure projects over the next 3 years, and one of those will be in each of our eight urban watersheds. We're going to build stormwater swales. We're going to be planting more trees, permeable pavement, but we're building a performance-based green infrastructure. Currently, we've been doing a lot of monitoring of our system. We have a very state-of-the-art hydraulic model, and we run our model. We look at our localized problems. We match up and overlay where we can best put each solution. In certain areas, green infrastructure, we're expecting to be very, you know, a good performer, but we're going to build it and then we're going to test it. Because one thing with San Franciscans, affordability is a big issue, and we want to make sure we're not going to stretch the purse strings.
Gotcha.
The infrastructure has to perform. If it's something we're building for the wastewater system, we have to know it's going to control the first inch to inch and a half for a storm when it comes in.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we were speaking with Karen Kubik. Karen, a lot of sewer systems have severe capacity issues. Now, from your experience, what are some measures that can be taken to reduce that burden?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things. As I said, we do have over 200 million gallons worth of storage. And during a dry weather day in San Francisco, we're treating about 80 million gallons. During a wet weather event, we can treat up to 575 million gallons. Plus, on top of that, we have our 200 million gallons worth of storage. However, when a rainstorm comes through San Francisco, it's not raining the same everywhere in the city. So we're looking at things like real-time controls so we can move flows to different areas. And we're looking at green infrastructure, as we talked about just a minute ago. The reason is we've done a super good job of paving over the city. So when a drop of rain hits the ground, it shoots very quickly into our system. We want to slow stormwater down and reduce peaks to do a better job. But we're looking at quite a few things. Our hydraulic model also assists us because we'll be able to move flows potentially from one storage box to another. So we're hitting it across the board.
Yeah, on the stormwater theme, I'm born and raised from near Philadelphia, and I know that's one city that's got $1 billion-plus budget to handle stormwater. I mean, that's a heck of a big amount of money to be investing in that, especially with tight budgets all around. I mean, how do you get that kind of money? How do you sell that to the decision makers and say, hey, we got to do this?
It is a methodical approach. And in San Francisco, we have a wide range of stakeholders. What we're doing is we're bringing the people to our infrastructure. We lead green infrastructure bike rides. We take people on tours and walking tours of our system. We bring in people from outside the neighborhood to the neighborhood where our treatment plants are. We have a very aggressive public education campaign. We do a lot of public meetings, workshops. We do a lot of online tools. But the policymakers and decision makers also have to be, you know, informed. So we do a lot of tours with them as well, and a lot of FaceTime, one-on-one time. But it's a very compelling message. Our infrastructure is in a very poor state of repair. And our program, as I said, is $6.9 billion. What we're doing is we're phasing that, though. The first $2.7 will hit the most critical problems, which include upgrading our treatment plant, building a new biosolids facility, as well as investing in our first chunk of green infrastructure money. We're going to start with the $57 million investment, build and ensure it performs, and then move forward with phase two and phase three to build out the system.
All right, let's talk gray infrastructure. Todd and I reside in Atlanta and talk about a community that has real problems with its piping system. What has San Francisco done to protect and preserve its system?
We have 1,000 miles of collection system. And one thing that we do that I think is really neat is we TV and inspect 150 miles of pipe each year. There's a condition assessment ranking. So we determine what the condition is, what the risk is. If there was to be a sewer line failure, is it near a hospital? Is it near a school? 30% of our lines are over 100 years old. Mm. And these are the areas where we tend to have failures. We had a number of big ones. Most recently, one was in May, a lateral split in a local neighborhood. The whole neighborhood's out looking
Yikes.
Down in the sinkhole.
Yeah.
And it was a 115-year-old asset. It had been TV'd. You know, we're through. We can TV the whole system in about a five-year span. That's going to be an ongoing program. Sewer inspection, prioritization, asset management. Then we go through and we come up with our five-year plan and determine which sewers we're going to be replacing each year. So we're replacing 15 miles now, and that's a huge stepped-up number. We used to only do 4 miles a year.
Hmm. Wow. Pollution regulation. When I think of pollution and regulation, I think of California, San Francisco in particular. I imagine you're still leading in that. What are your thoughts in that arena?
Well, stormwater runoff is definitely a concern. We have a very aggressive pollution prevention program. By nature of the way our system was constructed with our boxes, those boxes provide a level of treatment. So we actually provide primary, wet weather primary treatment in our transport storage boxes. After a storm has gone through, those boxes are full. That water then gets conveyed to the treatment plants. So we're probably one of the few agencies that does such a great job. Any drop of stormwater that leaves our system has had a level of treatment.
Karen, we're here at WEFTEC. What are the key takeaways for Karen Kubik?
Wow. It's always so overwhelming. There's people
I'm glad we're not alone, Tom.
All over the world. What we say coming in as we, you know, enter the conference is it's a marathon. not a sprint. There's a lot of great sessions, but a lot of what we do is we connect with other cities, Philadelphia, New York, the folks from Chicago. We were able to go see some of their assets, go into a deep pump station, which was very thrilling for all of us, and go to their wastewater treatment plant and look at some of the things they're doing. Talking with other professionals, exchanging ideas, and visiting such a wonderful city like this has been fabulous for us.
Outstanding. Karen, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the good work that you're doing?
Well, you can go to our website. It's sfwater.org, and everything is on there. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We have videos. You can see the various presentations that have gone on about the program, read about the program, participate in our online surveys about our green infrastructure projects. You could be on there for days and days.
Karen Kubik, the Wastewater Capital Program Director with San Francisco's Public Utilities Commission. Karen, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure.
Right. That wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Karen Kubik, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.